Morning Hog Happy Hour in effect. I am Riggs, that is intern Steve. It's time for the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amelia from SR Parade. Welcome back. Hey, Josh.
What's up?
You brought a special friend over there.
He kind of looks like my brother, huh?
He does. He's across not. Between him and NASCAR superstar Austin Dillon. Also, I'm going to put that in there.
All right.
Introduce our friend.
So this is Matt with New Holland / Pap. He's going to drop some knowledge about some New Holland stuff we have coming.
Oh, listen, Matt. Now, we've had New Holland on the show many times before.
Yeah, but we have a cool one today.
It never disappoints.
Well, it's old school.
I'm excited about this. Matt, welcome. It's your first time in these studios. What do you think? Steve dusted. We decorated the place.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, the walls look beautiful.
That's because I vacuumed, too.
Yeah. He literally held it up.
Is this like when you're having a bad day, you just kind of stroke the fuzzy wall? Is that what it is?
It's this whole Zen thing. It's like a Zen garden, but it's different because it's fabric instead of sand. You don't get it all over the place. But this is, we dress the place up for you. And especially because since it's a New Holland day, we decided to kind of get in the New Holland frame of mind. And Steve is going to do his dragon impression later, too. That'll be coming up. Well, don't do it. Oh, he did it already.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
No, sneak
sorry.
Peek.
Wait.
Sneak peek. Sorry.
You can't hold himself back, Josh.
Hey, you guys keep calling it New Holland, but when I see this brand, when I see this logo, I know what I'm about to get into. Dragon's Milk.
Yeah. Is that what we're starting? Dragon's Milk?
We're starting Dragon's Milk. It's all a pure Dragon's Milk episode.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, I only watched like probably 5 Game of Thrones ever, but what I took away from that was the dragons, you don't want to tangle with them.
Exactly. Right?
No.
And these dragons you definitely want to get involved in.
Tell us why we're starting with the white bourbon barrel aged white stout.
The reason we're going to start with the white stout is, as you can see, it pours a clear, more like a golden ale.
Yes,
so it's
going
to be a lot lighter, and it's only 5% when compared to the Dragon's Milk, 11%, and the Reserve, which we'll be trying as well, which is about 12%. And those will just rip your taste buds right off.
Gotcha.
If you're going for something lighter with the white.
Okay.
But the one thing that I always lead with, and she told me I wasn't allowed to say anything about her on the radio, but my wife is not a stout fan.
Okay.
But the Dragon's Milk White is something that she can definitely get her mind behind.
Understandable.
Just because it almost drinks like a blonde ale.
Right.
With like those great hints of white chocolate.
It absolutely does. It has that stout flavor.
Oh, right. Wow. It always hurts my head because you're looking at something that's a little bit clear. Obviously, a stout
is
going to be darker brown, almost black. And this is gold.
Right.
So when you get the same flavor profile as a regular stout, it kind of messes with your head a little bit, but it is awesome.
I would call this beer science, right? Because somewhere in this beer science happens that you would have that mixture.
Yeah, you're still getting those
look versus a
chocolate
taste.
Notes.
Yeah,
a little bit of caramel, and it hurts my head.
Now, is this not the OG of the new?
No,
right.
No. So the OG is our Dragon's Milk 11%.
Oh, boy.
But we really wanted a Dragon's Milk kind of to offer everybody, for those people that aren't, you know, an 11% stout sometimes can't be approachable to everybody.
Right.
But a 5%, and especially the way that it pours, like Josh said, it does trick your mind. And once it touches your lips, you're like, this isn't a stout whatsoever. But, I mean, clearing away it is.
White stout. I love the white stout. It's like you love white macadamia cookies.
Would you like to make up a story about the look of that can, Amelia, while we're here? I know that.
Yes,
so before she starts that,
I
do want to bring up that it is in a can.
It's in a can.
Typically, Dragon's Milk comes in a 4-pack bottle.
Right.
This is in a 6-pack can.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
There's more for you to drink.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exact. And the story behind the can.
Oh, here we go.
Close your eyes, right? Unless you're driving.
Okay. Yeah.
When you look at the can, you see an outline of a fierce black dragon, and the top of the can is covered in scales, and it's a white color. It's a symbol of, you know, birth. It looks like a dragon's egg, and when you drink this beer, you're going to feel reborn like a dragon. And just like a phoenix or something, but it's better. It's a dragon, and you just like take off.
I dig it.
Wow! Way to take us there, Amelia. That was good.
If that didn't sell you on it, then
way better.
By the way, the Game of Thrones people are online too over here. They want to give you.
I'm ready to sign.
About writing storyboards.
But this is wildly accessible. Where some people might, if they tried one of the high octane New Hollands before, they don't know anything different. This would be a great. I would imagine this is a good bridge for people, right?
Yeah, it kind of just bridges that gap between the people that like, you know, IPAs and the lighter, you know, mm-hmm. styles of craft beer.
Good start. Well, let's take a break, because I feel like Steve, while he might have sneak peeked his dragon impression, we may have to do more, right?
Yeah, he's going to have to perfect it before we actually go on.
Yeah, we'll need a minute. All right, stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh, Amelia, and Matt from New Holland. 95.7 The Hog.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's do it.